1048DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Bitterly cold temps across a big chunk of the country right now. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
We currently have wind chill advisories that extend from the northern plains all the way down into the southeastern U.S. We have hard freeze warnings and freeze warnings that extend all the way from southern Texas over to North Florida and southern Georgia.
There are some major power outages due to the storms. Over 60,000 people are alone or in the dark in Oregon. And the winter weather has been deadly. At least 79 weather-related deaths have been reported so far. A grand jury will review the shooting investigation at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, and decide whether criminal charges are warranted.
The reports come one day after the Justice Department released its review, stating what it described as multiple failures on the part of law enforcement to properly respond to the shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers. It also follows renewed calls by the families of the victims to have law enforcement officers face criminal charges. One of the big questions is whether police do have criminal liability. At least five officers were fired after the shooting, including the school district police chief. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
3 days until the New Hampshire primary, and former President Trump is getting even more backing. Our Caitlin Huey Burns is in Manchester.
Tim Scott is the 25th senator to endorse Donald Trump. The former president now has the support of over half Republicans in Congress. The latest sign the party is rallying around his campaign.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is facing harsh criticism from a member from his own war cabinet. BBC correspondent Mark Lowen is in Jerusalem.
Gadi Eisenkot, who is a member of Israel's war cabinet, and his son was killed in Gaza, in fact. And he has accused Benjamin Netanyahu of not telling the truth over his aims in Gaza of absolute victory over Hamas, suggesting that that's not possible. He's favored a ceasefire to exchange for more progress on hostage negotiations.
Actor Alec Baldwin's been charged for the second time for the 2021 deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Prosecutors say there are additional facts that have come to light about the shooting. Entertainment attorney Trey Lovell.
They're saying that Baldwin was criminally negligent, either in the handling of the gun that had caused the death of Ms. Hutchinson, or he was negligent as a producer in the way he conducted safety on the set.
The indictment comes a year after he was initially charged. Those charges, though, were dismissed last April. Baldwin has always maintained his innocence. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's new grant money to encourage schools and farmers in Wisconsin to develop farm-to-table collaborations. Mike Moan reports.
Starting February 1st, Wisconsin will be one of four states in the Great Lakes region to accept grant applications from community partners developing plans for getting more locally grown foods into school cafeterias. The funding comes from the USDA, and the Lake Michigan School Food System Innovation Hub is facilitating the effort. Dahi Wolf of the statewide group Kids Forward says the primary mission is simple.
We want local, healthy school food that kids love to eat.
Kids Forward is a member of the Innovation Hub and is helping leading Wisconsin's rollout of the grant initiative. Wolf says having healthier options might enhance student outcomes while also getting more culturally appropriate options in diverse school districts. He says a key challenge is that the National School Lunch Program is restrictive in providing reimbursements for the types of food that are served. Wolf points to efforts in Stevens Point to serve Hmong cuisine to high school students. That's led to discussions to seek more federal exceptions. Meanwhile, he says enhancing the farm-to-school pipeline could be a big plus in a state like Wisconsin.
We're not like Iowa that's mostly a commodity state with corn. I mean, we have local growers, and so we have all this opportunity to connect local communities to the producers.
He says this benefits local economies. Wolf says Wisconsin will prioritize gathering feedback from students so they're clear about the food they want to eat. The grants range from $10,000 to $250,000. The overall program is designed to last for 5 years. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 13, 8 below tonight, wind chills approaching 20 below. For Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 16. Monday, mostly cloudy, 28, will be near 30 on Tuesday, and into the mid-30s by Wednesday.
Right now, it's zero.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the top of State Street here in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. I am not Todd Alba. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. And you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Mr. Alba on a very well-deserved rest and relaxation long weekend, but in his absence, Aaron and I having a little fun here on the Todd Alba Show, and you can have that fun with us. Call or text 844-967-2789. Let's head back over to the phone lines. We've got Greg in Madison calling in. Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you were talking about Fox News there, but briefly, Carl Springer took my call, and he did something that no right-wing show would ever do, and that is just put me on the air. He didn't want to find out about Democrat, Republican. He just let me on the air. Now, if you call into a right wing talk show, they're not gonna let a left winger on to say anything. It's all one side, okay? They won't get challenged at all. And you know, the reason that Fox does so well is because three things: pretty girls, right? Show a little thigh, show a little leg, you know, bang the drums real loud, and sell the red, white, blue. They're American. We love the military. We're Americans. We're good Americans, and blah, 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 and wave the fag. And people like that. You know, people say, oh, they're for America, so I'm going to watch them, especially, you know, not around here in Madison so much, but down south, you know. That's how they get away with it. But what Fox does and what right-wing shows do the best is they lie. They lie, and the lie is a lie of omission. They won't talk about anything that Trump does that's bad or anything like that. They won't mention that at all. But they'll certainly, if Biden is doing anything, they think, that's unseemly or something, they'll bring it up, or they'll, you know, as far as him being, you know, not mentally sharp or something, you know, and then if Trump slips up or something, well, they're not going to talk about that. And that's the lie. The lie mainly is the lie of omission. So,
well, and sorry to cut you short there, Greg, but I agree with the fact that if it's omission, then we've got the framing that first hour article talking from the Wall Street Journal, discussing how this is all of a sudden. It is all of a sudden. Americans are suddenly upbeat about economy. Sentiment just logged its biggest jump in decades. Framing it that way, and that's not Fox News. Again, that's the Wall Street Journal. There are plenty of outlets, I think, that do this framing, that say, oh, it just magically happened. We're not going to talk about how we got here, but it just magically, sentiments are rising. Sentiments are improving. So appreciate the phone call, Greg. You can be like Greg, 844-967-2789. You are listening to the Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba. Aaron, you've got something you want to add?
Yeah, another slightly less cynical but still cynical take on why news outlets do that.
Cynical light.
Yeah, a little diet cynical. Rather than just everybody being all about the clicks, regardless of what the news is, I think another big aspect is just that so much content has to be produced. And that's why, well, for the business models, for the corporate greed, so much content has to be produced that they turn to things like AI and then get in trouble when it's bad. And maybe they don't allow themselves to have the time to go through and actually research, like, why is the economy good? I don't know. It just is. We need to publish this article an hour ago.
Just go. It's just vibes. Just run. All right, we should be working on the second story already.
So maybe still cynical, but less malicious.
Okay. All right. I can see that one too. I think that there is that degree that it's just got to feed the machine. You got to churn out all of this. And I would argue though that, and maybe I'm in the minority in this argument, that Americans, Wisconsinites, everybody wants better information.
I certainly do.
We don't want just more information or the quickest information, do we? We should strive for getting things right, for better reporting, better journalism, better information. And to me, that maybe is the way that these corporations, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, other media outlets are set up to just feed the machine, to churn out more and more content. But if that is the case, I think that's because the incentives are there for them to do that. They're doing it because it's profitable, because they can make more clicks, more sell more ads, do all of those things. And so we as consumers need to change our habits then to make sure that our habits are incentivizing these outlets to be better. And that's a hard thing to do. That takes introspective of saying, okay, well, I want to reward the outlets. And that you see a lot of that with subscription models where it's like, I'm not going to just be able to get the best content that I want for free anymore. Bygone are the eras of just three network channels. And it's easy to compete against two other competitors, and you're going to strive to be the best. And so we do see a rise in subscription models now where you have to go and you have to pay for individual content when you know the source is good. But that doesn't solve broadcast. That doesn't solve informing everybody that's possible there to be informed. And so I think that is a deeper part of the conversation. And what better time to have a deep conversation like this about, you know, setting goals, introspective, being better about ourselves than in January. I feel like a lot of people are doing it in January. You, Mr. Zommers, not so much the case, though. But this one raised raised an eyebrow to it because I did not know that Quitter's Day was a thing. Quitter's Day. If you've heard of it, and this is an ongoing thing, maybe you've prepared in your New Year's resolutions for Quitter's Day. I did not know that the second Friday in January, so 1 week ago, January 12th, is referred to as Quitter's Day. And it's a pretty staggering number, Aaron, of how many people give up their New Year's resolutions come January. And you say you didn't create one this year. You're not participating in the new year, new you?
Yeah, I guess I've never been one to jump on those kind of trends in that I will say, all right, this year I have some goals. And mm-hmm. I am working towards them, but I don't call it a resolution. I feel like for me, it works better if I just say, you know what, I want to start eating healthier. And then just like we mentioned earlier with mental health or the economy, after a while, you check in with yourself and you see, how am I doing? Am I doing well? Okay, got to keep that up. Or have I not lost any weight? Do I still feel tired all the time? Maybe it's because I'm still eating garbage. So I think I've I've made it past Quitter's Day.
You're working on messaging then. You're messaging to yourself what your resolutions are. Okay.
Actually, that's a lot of how my self-talk operates is you got to change your messaging to actually get myself to do it.
There you go. So resolutions, poor messaging for Mr. Aaron Zommers. But Quitter's Day apparently is named Quitter's Day because around 80%, 4 out of 5 Americans who made New Year's resolutions have reportedly abandoned them. So 4 out of 5 people, 12 days in, I feel like that's really early for a Quitter's Day. Like, that just feels like either Americans as a whole or whichever Americans are reporting to this piece I'm reading from Huffington Post talking about Quitter's Day. Is it that they're just set too lofty goals and then 12 days later they're like, eh.
Probably.
That one's not going to work out for me. I overestimated. Because, like, what if you set a goal of, I want to read more, and you're like, I'm going to read 10 books this year, or one book a month, 12 books for the year. You're telling me that people are already thrown in the towel by the second Friday of January? That just seems too early.
I think the problem is that too many people might be saying, instead of saying, I'm going to read a book sometime in January, they're like, I'm going to read 2 books every week.
Yeah,
or something.
That's not sustainable if you are not doing any reading. Right. I'm trying to read more. I'm with you in the boat. Folks, you're listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba. We'll have to ask him whether or not he made it past Quitter's Day when he returns on Monday. But in the meantime, Mr. Aaron Zommers and I filling in Todd's absence. I'm with you, Aaron. I didn't do any New Year's resolutions because I think it's silly to think that at the turn of a calendar year is the time that you need to make the changes. Like, if you've gotten to the point, say, in October or February, and you want to make a change, you shouldn't wait 2 or 10 months to make that change. That change shouldn't become just like, oh, that's going to be what my New Year's resolution is for 2024. I think it's good to have goals. I think it's really good to try to be bettering yourself. Like we've discussed, there's a lot of hard work. We're all doing great. That's the important thing. In our own individual selves, like, we're trying our best. I truly believe at my core that people are trying to be their best selves. Not everybody has the best intentions, but they're trying to be their best genuine selves. And so we're constantly improving. I think it's important to constantly be setting goals for ourselves. But just because it's the turn of a calendar month doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best time. And maybe people are setting themselves up to fail, which is why it's called Quitter's Day on the second Friday of January. If you've made it past Quitter's Day, or you didn't and want to share why you think you already threw in the towel for your 2024 resolutions, we want to hear from you. 844-967-2789. You're listening again to the Todd Alba Show. We're going to get to your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We've got a very exciting weekend coming up here across the Civic Media Radio Network. You're going to want to stay tuned. We've got Wisconsin Badgers basketball coming up this evening, hosting Indiana. We've got the Milwaukee Bucks on several different Civic Media stations, heading to Detroit, looking to bounce back from that terrible defeat against the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier this week. And we've got the Lou Regani Show, Music of the Stars, broadcasting live across the Civic Media Network this Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. So much going on here in Civic Media. We got even more that we're going to talk about and going to take your phone calls about making it past Quitter's Day and your 2024 New Year's resolutions. You're listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. 1 in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To the Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba as he is away. Got Mr. Aaron Zommers on the ones and twos. Excellent production, producer, engineer, extraordinaire. See, Todd comes up with all of these very, very unique monikers as well. And I'm like,
he's got a lot of adjectives.
He does. He is a thesaurus of adjectives. If you want to join Aaron and I on the big show this Friday afternoon, broadcasting live atop of State Street, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can join in the conversation discussing Quitter's Day taking place last Friday. We are a week beyond Quitter's Day. So if you're still doing your 2024 New Year's resolution, you've got a ton of time already covered beyond 80% of Americans, accordingly. You're a week farther than 4 out of 5 Americans when it comes to their 2024 resolutions. If you want to share your thoughts, where you are at the process of bettering yourself here in 2024, we want to hear it. 844-967-2789. Let's head to Brian in Maguanago. Brian, how are we doing? Did you make it past Quitter's Day?
I sure hope so, except I didn't set a resolution. I was going on your what you had mentioned before about maybe not necessarily setting something in stone for January 1st. And last year, I just went with timing of the seasons where I quit smoking in March, in the beginning of March last year. And knowing that, you know, spring was around the corner and I'd hopefully be getting out and doing more. And I'm happy to say that come this March, I'll hit a full year of not smoking cigarettes. And
fantastic.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That is not easy.
I was going to say, that is not an easy feat. Were you able, how were you able to curb the addiction, Brian, if you don't mind
me
asking?
I went with the drug Chantix, and unfortunately I started getting sick from it, chronic nausea, but I think that also might have had been a conflict from some other meds for my heart meds. But nonetheless, so I quit early on it, but I was so determined this time around because this was probably my third time of quitting, so to speak. And this time around, for whatever reason, just now that I'm done and, you know, hopefully far enough removed from it, anytime I'm around someone that's smoking, I just can't stand that smell. Whereas in the past, if I smelled someone smoking a cigarette, I hate to admit that it smelled good. So thankfully, hopefully this time's permanent, and by no means does my story make anyone else's story more easily done or less. But I just thought I'd mention, if you're quitting, like something for quitting smoking, timing it with the seasons. Or, you know, if you know you're going to be out and about and doing more in the summer or spring, maybe that's the time to you know, change your diet or, you know, quit a bad habit like drinking or smoking. That's all.
No, that's terrific, Brian.
Go Pack, go.
Appreciate it. Yes, go Pack. You got a prediction for tomorrow night's big game?
No, and I did, and I'm saying that because I did not have a prediction last week. So I'm going to go with that.
There you go.
Fingers crossed and watch with hopeful eyes.
There we go. Appreciate the phone call, Brian. And I've got my lucky socks. I've been wearing them all since no, I'm just kidding. I'm not wearing the same socks since last weekend's Packers victory. I too, share that sentiment, Brian, where it's like, I had very little expectations going into last week. If I keep it the same, I can only be excited. I'm not going to be disappointed that way because
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's. I think it's going to be hopefully a good game. I think that the fact that the Packers are one of 8 teams only left that have a chance at winning the Super Bowl and hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, early next month. That's a pretty impressive feat in itself.
Oh yeah,
and I think it's an impressive feat, Brian, to be able to curb an addiction like smoking cigarettes and timing it up to what you knew was going to be best for you, and saying I'm going to make that change in March, and hopefully, like you said, come this March, going to be 1 year off of them. I think that's tremendous, and I think maybe that's why we're seeing so many of these. 4 out of 5 just seems like a very large number for Quitter's Day to already toss in their New Year's resolutions. And quitting smoking is not an easy resolution. That's not just, like, that is a very difficult thing to curb. And the fact that Brian, you're going on almost a year here because you timed it up right and you did what was best for you, I think speaks volumes. I think maybe more Americans would be able to have success in doing what they want to do to improve if they took Brian's advice and what I believe you and I also agree is the best tactic. Don't wait for the turn of the calendar year.
Yeah, I think that waiting for spring or summer is huge for what most people's resolutions are. Like, what's the classic one? Start working out, lose some weight, get some exercise. Well, doing that in January in Wisconsin,
it's not easy.
Come on.
It's not easy. Do you know how easy of an excuse it is to look outside your window, see the roads right now, and be like, nah, I can't go to the gym. I can't go for a run.
And who can blame you?
Right. It's a pretty good excuse. I mean, it's tough. So hats off to you, Brian. 844-967-2789. If you want to be like Brian and share your thoughts on Quitter's Day and resolutions that you've made that have stuck beyond this apparent 12-day expiration day that we had here in 2024. I want to hear those thoughts. 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Tom in Grafton sharing his thoughts. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Hey, I'm really glad you've got Lou Regani playing a bigger role now. And I'm gonna bet that a lot of people are going to like his older style of music. And just, he plays old classics from different singers and stuff and bands and stuff. And it's just really neat. And it kind of classes up the joint, you know, which.
Wait, are you saying that Aaron and I filling in for Todd are not classy, Tom? Come on.
Well, it's so slightly higher, not higher. Not,
oh, okay.
Not too much, but a teeny bit more.
Maybe a different kind of class.
Right, right. He actually had a show on his old network where he would talk Monday through Friday, like for an hour or 2 hours, and he'd give like a history of Racine Kenosha, and that was really neat too. So I'm hoping you guys may be able to do something, you know, maybe once during the week or something like that for him too. But really, a neat and a great voice. I got something else too. Is that I noticed the last few weeks you've been putting on these little like 30-second music blurbs, kind of here and there, and it's taken me a while to get used to it. I like it when you do like a news break or something. It'll be like a little noise in front of it, or here comes the news or something like that. But these other ones just kind of interspersed and take me a little bit to get used to them. Though I hope that doesn't hurt your feelings, but
no, by all means, Tom, we appreciate the fact that you're listening, and it is definitely a very great addition to the Civic Media Network, Lou Regani. We're thrilled to have Music of the Stars every Sunday morning. Lou's been broadcasting on WRJN Racine for the last several weeks, and we're very excited to be rolling Lou out to the entire network. I'm not going to take it too personal that he's a little classier, apparently. I do get the Gatsby vibes, though. From the Music of the Stars, if you're like the big band era, some would say bygone era, but it doesn't have to be bygone because you can tune in 7 a.m. till noon every single Sunday now and join Lou Regani for Music of the Stars. You can also be like Tom in Grafton. Give us a call. Share your thoughts with us here on the Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers filling in for Mr. Alba on this Friday, January 19th. Continue the conversation. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. Bundle up if you have to go out. The Weather Channel's Chris Warren.
Bitterly cold temperatures once again return to so much of the country. Could see wind chills 20 to even 30 degrees below zero this weekend.
A grand jury in Texas will investigate the Uvalde school shooting after the Justice Department released a report that detailed numerous failures by police. Brett Cross's son was killed in the massacre.
We have to go out into this community where police officers that were there sitting outside in the hallway are just happy strolling in Walmart, strolling in HEB without a care in the world.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott's throwing his support behind the former president for the GOP nomination.
We need a president who will close our southern border today. We need Donald Trump.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
It's the Packers and the 49ers at Levi's Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The winner of this game goes on to the NFC Championship, one step away from the Super Bowl. The Packers played a near-perfect game last week against the Cowboys. Can they be any better? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We're going to need a better game for sure. Absolutely. I think you can always get better, right? That's our mindset. There's always something that you can improve upon. We're going against a great opponent, and we're going to need to be at our best.
As the one seed, the 49ers had last weekend off. How impressed were they by this young Packers team? Linebacker Fred Warner.
I mean, they got our attention no matter what, honestly. You went in, on the road as a seventh seed against a really good Dallas team. I mean, that's enough in itself. And then the fact that they won the way that they did. The thing that was really impressive was the way that they were able to run the football. You know, Aaron Jones has been playing at a super high level. I've respected his game for a long time. We got that mutual respect there. So that's going to be obviously another point of emphasis for us.
That's 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 13, 8 below tonight, wind chills approaching 20 below. For Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 16. Monday, mostly cloudy, 28, will be near 30 on Tuesday, and into the mid-30s by Wednesday.
Right now, it's zero.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food, or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba as he is away for a long weekend. Got Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. You on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. If you've got a tangent to add when it comes to Quitter's Day, we'll take those for the rest of the hour. But shifting a little bit here for some breaking news occurring in the Wisconsin Capitol earlier today, a piece written up by Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Headline, Wisconsin Republican lawmakers introduce 14-week abortion ban. Evers promises to veto. It's a pretty interesting story all of a sudden that this is going to be the tactic that Republican lawmakers in what is a full-time legislature. Our state here in Wisconsin pays legislators to be full-time employees, but their legislative session is short. They choose for it to be short. There's only so many things, so many priorities that can be put on a legislative docket that is as short and abbreviated as we have here in Wisconsin, despite the fact that we have full-time lawmakers. This isn't an instance in other states where the lawmakers are part-time, they convene for 8 weeks, and then they go back to their regular jobs. Well, it's kind of like that, but it's not supposed to be like that. Because that is how the leadership in the Wisconsin legislature has pretty much been lulled into. They're very complacent in the fact that they have abbreviated legislative cycles here in Wisconsin. They do not seem to be interested in governing for the people of Wisconsin. They are fine. They are very content with abbreviated legislative sessions, and then they go out and bring forth unpopular legislation. I don't have it in front of me. Again, this is breaking news from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, so I do not recall the exact percentage of Wisconsinites in the most recent Marquette University Law School polling that was against the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But it's roughly 3 in 5, 60%. I think it may be hot, it may be north of 60%. And for Republican lawmakers who are very upset that there is a potential for new maps coming to Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court reviewing the submitted 7 different submissions for possible new maps ahead of the March 15th deadline to be the maps that are in place for this fall's elections. Lawmakers that are upset and saying, oh, well, this is an illegal gerrymander now, projecting the fact that for the last 14 years, that Wisconsin has been gerrymandered. Ungerrymandering is now a gerrymander. Very similar to how DEI is racist. Talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, that's racist. Talking about ungerrymandering, that's gerrymandering. It's a very interesting stance to take on these issues. But in a state that has full-time legislators that should be representing the people of Wisconsin, they are now putting forth Republican lawmakers are now putting forth a proposal to restrict abortion access after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Reading from the piece written up by Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it would include exceptions in situations where the mother's life or health would be endangered without the procedure, a measure that would reduce the time frame for legal abortions by 6 weeks, prompting a promise to veto by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. This is interesting timing to me because here in the state of Wisconsin, we had what was believed to be a trigger law on the books So when Roe v. Wade was overturned in the Dobbs decision, summer of 2022, leaked in spring, decision came down summer of 2022. Wisconsin was one of the states that had a trigger ban in place outlawing abortion. When that decision came down from the U.S. Supreme Court, abortion providers in the state of Wisconsin, with fear of being prosecuted under that 1849 law, stopped performing the services. Wisconsin women that needed health care could not consult their physicians. They had to seek health care in other states. Now, since a Dane County judge has ruled that that 1849 law does not outlaw abortion, there is now legal gray areas being fought over in the Wisconsin state courts that are undoubtedly going to go before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But conservatives defending that 1849 law, Republican candidates that ran in 2022 on saying that that was their position, the overturning of Roe v. Wade was their position, that they could not create exceptions for rape or incest or for the life of the mother. Those individuals are now the ones putting forth a 14-week ban. But on the books here in Wisconsin, if the 1849 law, and this is just my understanding of the legality, and I am not a lawyer, so please, we'll have to look more into this. But again, this is breaking news, and it is something that undoubtedly is just a messaging bill. Because again, Governor Tony Evers already signaling he will not sign it. But the fact that this is coming days before Vice President Kamala Harris is coming to Wisconsin. The Vice President will be here on Monday. You can tune into Civic Media. We'll be sure to be covering the events as the Vice President visits our state. And this piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written up by Molly Beck, acknowledges the fact that this is days before. The public hearing is going to be on Monday when the Vice President is here. Very quick to get a public hearing for these Republican lawmakers' supported bills. They're going to fast-track this through the legislature. They're going to do messaging around this bill, determining whether or not an individual here in Wisconsin can receive the health care that they desire. And so it is telling that maybe we're going to be getting a decision coming out soon on the 1849 law. This, to me, feels like why put something like this forward when you know it's not going to pass? It's not going to be supported. It feels like a grasping at straws around an issue where we've seen time and time again since the Dobbs decision, that Republican elected officials are facing the consequences for trying to restrict abortion access in Wisconsin and in the nation.
I feel like the reason that they keep doing stuff like this is because if they want to cling to power, they have to, because the position that the Republican Party has taken is to double, triple, quadruple down on their unpopular opinions and hope that their base comes through. Because if they don't, they're going to get death threats, or at the most lenient, they'll get primaried out, like Robin Voss is probably going to,
because well, he was primaried out, but he narrowly eked out that victory back in the fall of 2022.
But now they hate him again because he didn't do a complete, he didn't impeach Megan Wolf for no reason.
Yeah. He didn't go through with his hollow impeachment threats in the first place. Because he was all for, as soon as the the state Senate makeup after Alberta Darling retired. They did not have the supermajority in the state Senate. And as soon as that special election last spring solidified a supermajority for Republican lawmakers in the state Senate here in Wisconsin, everybody was saying, oh, we could impeach anybody we want. They got a little ahead of their skis on that one. And Robin Voss floated an idea that probably was not ever going to happen. And he knew that, but he floated the idea. And now his supporters are very upset again. And I got a chance as Mr. Greg Bach was on vacation earlier this week and late last week, filled in with Jane Matinair for Matinair On Air. Terrific show that you can listen to across the Civic Media Network from 10 a.m. till noon every weekday. But Jane and I were talking about how no state lawmaker has done more to try to overturn or question the 2020 election results than Robin Voss. And he is being threatened with a recall. He is facing a recall. It's not even a threat anymore. It is filed. And I don't know if it's necessarily outside political pressure or what is causing these messaging bills to come forward, but it feels to me that if this is coming out now on a Friday proposal, getting fast-tracked to have a Monday public hearing, and in a very abbreviated legislative session that the Republican caucuses decide is going to be a brief legislative session, that maybe we're going to be getting an update on where in the state courts this question of whether or not the 1849 law truly, because the Dane County judge ruled that it did not outlaw abortion, that it did not criminalize abortion care in Wisconsin. And I don't know if that means we're going to hear next week that the state Supreme Court is going to be taking up that appeal, because I believe that decision was appealed. And where there's going to be movement there. But it is very telling that as I've said, there's work to be done. There are important things that still need to be there. The recovery and everybody being able to benefit in the fact that there is once again an economic upturn. There are still problems Wisconsinites face. We are going to have a worker shortage of more than 100,000 workers by the end of this decade. And rather than addressing those problems, Wisconsin Republican lawmakers are deciding that this messaging bill is going to be where their focus is here in 2024. Folks, you are listening to The Todd Alba Show. I am not Todd Alba. This is the Not Todd Alba edition of The Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba as he is away for the weekend. We're going to turn the page to a little lighter note, but wanted to share that breaking news. We got Board Game of the Week coming up with Mr. Aaron Zommers. If you've got Packer playoff predictions, we want to hear them as well, along with all of the other excellent Civic Media programming that we've got around the radio network this evening, throughout the weekend, and looking into next week. Not only will Vice President Kamala Harris be here on Monday in Civic Media on the ground covering that visit in southeastern Wisconsin, marking the 53-year anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, the reason behind the Vice President's trip to Wisconsin. We're also going to have the State of the State address coming up next Tuesday evening. Tony Evers addressing the state of Wisconsin, letting us know the state of our state, along with the Republican lawmaker response to the State of the State. It's going to be a jam-packed week here on Civic Media. We got excellent sports coverage all weekends. Bucks, Badgers, Packers. Going to get into those predictions for what to expect this weekend. And the board game of the week, which I'm looking forward to because I like playing board games, unlike what we vision of the former guy. This is the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible.
My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba, and hopefully all of us Packer fans out there will be able to hear this song over and over again tomorrow evening on the green and gold head west to take on the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional round, a game that you can listen to across the Civic Media radio network on several different Civic Media stations, in southeastern Wisconsin on WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, in southwestern Wisconsin in Richland Center's WRCO radio from the center, and up north in the Northwoods Park Falls WCQM. You can listen to those three tremendous Civic Media stations to hear your green and gold take on in the divisional round, San Francisco 49ers. I'm very excited for that. Before we jump to all the excellent sports that are going on in the big sports weekend this weekend, heading over to the text line, we got Sherry in Horicon texting in saying, why the hell do old white males get to say what women's rights are? And Sherry, that is an excellent point. And that is something that I think we need more women across the state of Wisconsin to be running for office, to be able to be the ones making those decisions rather than the overrepresentation that we have of older white males in our legislators, both here in Wisconsin and in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. If you want to learn more about women that are running, stepping up and running for public office here in 2024, be sure to tune in every Thursday morning, 7:30, Women Win Wisconsin on Up North News Radio with our friend Pat Krylow and Dr. Kristen Lyerly. They are joined each week by excellent candidates that are running to represent areas around the state of Wisconsin. So you can listen to that morning show, 6 to 8 a.m., Up North News Radio on several different Civic Media radio stations. Check out the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, to see all the different stations that you can listen to Pat, Dr. Lyerly, and all of the excellent news on Up North News Radio each week morning, weekday morning. That doesn't make sense. But it's an excellent segment. You want to tune in every Thursday morning, 7:30, Women Win Wisconsin. But getting back to the green and gold, Aaron, you keeping it light? No predictions? You're just looking forward to a good game, maybe? Or
yeah, I feel similarly to what you said earlier, where last weekend I was thinking, you know, I feel like they're going to do better than people think they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think they were going to get the floor wiped with them, but I wasn't certain the Packers were going to win. I just figured, you know what? I'll watch it. Whatever happens, happens. And that's kind of how I feel this week.
I think that it's going to be, there are two excellent playmakers between the two teams. I think Deebo Samuel is one of the most electric players, so wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, one of the most electric players in the entire NFL. And I think Jaden Reed, our wide receiver, is on track to be a Deebo Samuel caliber player. And so I think whichever two of those players has the bigger game is going to be the one that leads their team to victory tomorrow night.
I think it also depends on whether or not Joe Barry shows up to work.
This is a very, very important detail. But hey, last time the Packers played the 49ers in the playoffs, Joe Barry did his job. He held them to 10 points. Our offense just couldn't score a freaking touchdown. It was our defense that scored the touchdown that game for us. So we maybe we'll have the Joe Barry of a couple years ago that was able to take care of business. And I'm thinking a very electric offense led by Jordan Love and with key playmakers like Jaden Reed. The Packers could have the surprising upset, but I'm not getting too optimistic. It'll be interesting. Let's head over, rather than talking about the West Coast and tomorrow night's matchup, let's hear what you got, Aaron, on deck for this week's Board Game of the Week.
It's that time once again. Here we are for the Board Game of the Week from Aaron Zommers. So today,
is that what Todd does?
No, I do just.
You
I do it.
Todd,
yeah.
You do a Todd impersonation in front of Todd?
That was that. It wasn't intended to be a Todd impersonation.
I couldn't tell. My
it was
bad.
Just a goofy voice.
It's just a goofy voice. Okay.
But yeah,
my apologies, Todd.
All good. This week's board game is Root, a game with 2 to 4 players. Takes about 60 to 90 minutes to play. And I will say, just putting it out there before I get too deep into it, this is the most complicated board game I've ever talked about on this segment before. Okay.
So this is one you gotta get prepared. You gotta sit back. You gotta get into the 90 minutes for a board game. I feel like is a pretty good commitment. So that
it's more than some of the other ones that I've talked about. Mm-hmm. And the first time you play it, it's definitely gonna be closer to that 90 minute mark than the 60 minute mark. So, okay. Root, the premise of the game, you duke it out as 4 different factions of woodland creatures. So you have a forest, a big board that represents a forest. One of you is playing as the conniving, opportunistic cats who have recently taken over. So they start with the biggest board presence.
Okay.
You have the court of birds who are a little bit bird-brained.
Not a murder of crows, just a court of birds?
Yes. It is not a murder of crows, unfortunately. But so with their actions, basically, every time you take a turn, you add another action, and you have to do all of them every turn.
So kind of like Simon Says vibes.
Right.
You got to make sure that you do them in order and... Okay.
That kind of thing. All right. Then you can get some pretty big penalties if you mess that up too hard. You also have the Woodland Alliance, which is a bunch of rabbits that work together to try and thwart the opportunistic nature of the cats. And then you have the Vagabond, who goes between the four or the other three and tries to strike deals and make out with the biggest.
Is that a human or is that a different?
It's a
different
raccoon.
Okay. Raccoon is the Vagabond.
So yes, right. It's very asymmetrical. Which is part of why it's so complicated, because whichever creature you're playing as, the rules are basically entirely different.
And have you played it yet?
I have. Okay. It took a while to figure out, but...
Which faction is your favorite?
I haven't gotten to play with all of them yet. I played as the Woodland Alliance, the rabbits, and that was really fun. I'm looking forward to trying out the birds, though, because it seems like an interesting puzzle to try and navigate.
Interesting. I feel like the rabbits would be the easiest, because, you know, bunnies populate really quickly, so you could have a pretty large... formidable army, I think.
This is true.
In relatively quick time.
They do have, I don't remember if they or the cats have the highest number of pieces, but it's one of the two.
Well, there you go. If you are looking for a board game to play this weekend, as you know, temperatures are going to start to warm up, but the conditions still pretty cold out there for January here. Root, the name of the game. And we'll have to find some time to play. There we go. Well, really appreciate it, Aaron, for all of your help on this terrific Friday afternoon. Mr. Alba, we did not burn down the place in your absence. Everybody have an excellent weekend. Hopefully Todd is enjoying his long weekend. Todd will be back on Monday with the Vice President in Wisconsin. Wherever you are, keep banging your drum.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.